Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our third episode of The Real Robert Morris Radio's Your Campus, Your Voice, Army Radio's flagship arts and entertainment podcast with your hosts, Logan Carney and Brandon Aylman, here at RMU Radio. Once again, your campus, your voice.
Let's do it.
We got a great show today. We introduce a new segment that we are going to commit 2 hours every week to.
Yes.
In case you didn't know, 2 hours is the runtime of a movie, so I think you can imagine what that new segment's going to be about. other than that, we're gonna preview some of these upcoming movies this week, and once again, just talk about the general vibe that we want to talk about, and as far as movies go, because you know it's our show, we'll talk about what we want to talk about.
Yeah, that sounds good.
we'll get right into it now. We'll start today with our new segment. We're gonna call it our movie of the week, mm-hmm. in which me and Brandon are both gonna watch the same movie, and we're gonna, you know, that we pick beforehand, not knowing what the movie is. And it can be a movie, you know, we're gonna try and keep them recent, but it can be a movie that came out, you know, within the last 100 years. It can be any movie that we decide. Our movie of the week, Brandon, you wanna go ahead and tell them what our movie for the week was?
Yeah, sure. So the movie we picked this week is a Netflix original movie called When We First Met. It just came out. It's a comedy starring Alexandra Daddario and Adam Devine. And it's about, I'll give you the description. After spending a night with the girl of his dreams, only to become just a friend, a man gets the opportunity to travel through time and alter that night over and over again until he gets everything perfect. So, Logan, we both watched it. What was your thoughts on the movie?
Yeah, I watched the movie, and I don't know if you felt the same way, but it was a bad movie, per se. It was about as average as I thought a movie could be. For me, it followed, that's the word I'm looking for, the same romantic comedy plot of...
I feel like it's been done before.
Exactly. Because for me, I'll break down every single... And tell me this doesn't sound familiar. I'm going to break down every single romantic comedy ever made. A guy wants to get a girl. All right? Wants to get the girl of his dreams. Mm-hmm. While his chase, he gets help from his best friend, another female, and he ends up realizing after, you know, going to try and get this girl, you know, trying to get his girl of his dreams, he ended up realizing that the girl of his dreams is actually his friend, the person that's been helping him all along.
The one that's been right there.
So he ends up falling in love with that girl, and that's how the movie ends. Is that not every single romantic comedy that you can possibly think of?
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know. I was watching the movie, and I feel like I've seen this before, and I don't know. It was okay. It was nothing to brag about. Would I watch it again? I don't know.
It's one of those movies that if it's on TV, and there's, it won't be on TV because it's a Netflix movie, but just for the sake of, you know, my comparison here, if it was on TV and there was nothing else on and I was flipping through the channels, bored out of my mind, I would put it on and be somewhat interested. Probably have to also be on the computer or playing a video game or something else. But it's not a movie that I'm ever going to seek out to watch again. It's not a movie I'm going to pay money for. And it's not so much, it's like you said, it feels like it's been done before.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that funny. I mean, it wasn't like the jokes didn't like annoy me.
I feel like Adam Devine, the guy, overdid it at some points in acting wise.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I thought the actors were pretty... I agree with you to an extent. I thought the actors were pretty good in the movie overall. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I think it was so much as I just didn't find the writing to be that funny. And as far as besides like one or two points parts, and as far as the movie goes, you know, I guessed the ending within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I guessed the fact. For those of you that haven't seen the movie, we are going to give it, you know, spoiler alert here. The movie basically, it does follow a similar with like a little twist, is it's a time travel movie.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the character, Adam Devine's character, named Noah, he's watching two of his friends get married, and they talk about the first time that they met, him and his one friend, and that night, instead of becoming the girl, instead of becoming, you know, his girlfriend, they became best friends, and he got stuck in the friend zone for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole movie is basically he goes to this photo booth, goes back, and tries a different way to try and get her.
Yeah.
And every single time it ends up creating a person that he doesn't like. You know, creating the one character he got his girlfriend to marry him. He got a successful job, was very rich, got the car of his dreams, the house of his dreams, and everything like that. But his best friend hated him, and his girlfriend didn't actually love him.
Yeah.
So the whole thing's basically the theme of it is that everything happens for a reason,
mm-hmm.
and yeah. he ends up and the whole time there's this other girl who's the roommate of the character of the girl he's trying to
mm-hmm.
get with,
mm-hmm.
and that's the person that he ends up falling for.
He realizes that after all these scenarios, that she's the one that this is the right way to go, yeah. and these all these other ways, not the correct path for him.
I mean, it's not a movie. If you like those romantic comedies, I would recommend it.
Yeah.
Like I said, my girlfriend would probably like it. I personally don't really care for it. It's not a movie I regret watching because I wasn't bored completely out of my mind. But like you said, it felt like I've seen this movie played out 100 other times.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
And the ending, though, but I guess the ending, you know, in 10 minutes, really... You know, knowing how romantic comedies usually end, you can already know. I mean, I literally said out loud within 10 minutes is he's going to end up with this girl and not the girl of his dreams within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's just that predictable of a movie. And that's nothing wrong with the actors. I thought were all good. M. Divine did get a little bit over the top at some points, but I thought overall the actors were good. The writing was lackluster. But if you like this movie, you'd like it. If you don't like this type of movie, you're not going to like it. So... If you're a romantic comedy fan, I recommend it. If not, then I would try and tune into something else on Netflix.
Yeah, definitely. And going off of that now, how do you feel like with Netflix? How do you feel with them having their own successful series? I feel like they're going more into their movies. How do you feel like they're branching out and making their own productions? Like,
well, I think the reasoning behind it. And I'll get to my thoughts on it after. I think the reasoning behind it is
because putting a lot of money into this stuff.
Well, I think the reason is because they're not able to afford the rights to other movies, to other shows and movies, because they've been losing the rights. You know, they just lost the rights to all the FX shows, including one of my favorites, Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's not on there anymore.
Not on there anymore. They lost the rights to the League a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
They lost the rights to the movies and TV shows they always lose the rights to.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later they're probably going to lose the rights to The Office and other shows like that, because I think they want to branch off and make their own original content.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going to, and they're trying to do this transition. And there are some things where I find good, and some things I think is just too much. Yeah. You know, I've never seen Stranger Things. I heard it's phenomenal.
It's one of their best shows, I think, on their platform.
I'm a big Arrested Development fan,
mm-hmm.
and I was really glad that they're reviving the show with them, because
mm-hmm.
they did the season 4 or season 3 with them, season 4 with them, and they're doing season 5 coming out later this year. Series of Unfortunate Events. You know, I read the book series as a kid, so I'm really glad that that's a show now. As far as their movies go, that's actually I'm not going to lie, that is the first original Netflix movie that I have watched from start to finish.
Really?
Yeah, I know they've had some good ones. I think about the one that got nominated for a couple Oscars a couple years ago, 12 Years Slave, I'm trying to think of the name of it. I think it's 12 Years Slave. I could be wrong, but that is the first Netflix original movie that I've watched from start to finish. I mean, I've seen parts, and they have other shows, too.
I mean...
My thoughts is, I wish that they would keep the rights. I don't think Netflix will be around in 3 years.
Really?
I'm making a bold claim. I honestly think Netflix
no
is going
way.
Down.
How?
Because think about it. They keep losing subscriptions to... They're losing these rights to all of these top shows. All right?
Yeah, but...
And they keep... And while they're doing this, they're raising prices for Netflix. And then you got to take into account... the fact that, believe it or not, that other streaming services are going to start producing their own content. Amazon's making $1 billion Lord of the Rings TV show that's going to have a lot of people. I mean, I'm not going to miss that. I love Lord of the Rings. Hulu is the only streaming service to win an Emmy for any of their shows. They won one this past year. And then you take into account, you know, Disney buying Fox. And I think that is what, from that moment onwards, why I said, okay, I don't think Netflix is going to be around for that much longer. Because and while Netflix, while the main selling point of Netflix is not the is not just the Disney stuff. When Disney is planning on coming out of their with their own streaming service, they also already own 75% of Hulu. So they're not going to keep their stuff on Netflix anymore because there's not as much money in Netflix. All the Disney stuff, all the Star Wars stuff, all the Marvel stuff, all that stuff's going to be gone. Disney's going to start producing their own content for their own streaming services with that. They're going to have an all ESPN. So all the ESPN stuff, all those 60s, 30 for 30s are going to be gone. NBC, they might pull their stuff out in a couple years, or Netflix might not re-up with them like they did with FX.
Yeah.
I think, yes, their original content is very good, and it might and it will keep it alive, but I don't think it's going to be the clear-cut winner in 3 years. Once Disney comes out with their own, I think a lot of people are going to start canceling subscriptions to Netflix. I don't think it's going to die out like Blockbuster did. But that being said, you go back 10 years ago, you go back 15 years ago, who would have said that Blockbuster would not still be here? You know, you see, and that was a huge
company.
Changes
in technology and how it's, you know, transformed over the years. But I disagree with you completely. I think Netflix is like the top tier right now, and everyone else is trailing behind Netflix in terms of like Amazon.
No,
Hulu,
I agree with you right now.
Even HBO.
I agree with you that right now. I just don't think it will be because, like I said, Hulu's the only one to win an award. You know, and Amazon's the only one. Amazon just, that Lord of the Rings thing is going to be huge for them.
I mean, Netflix has won awards for their shows.
They've never won an Emmy. The only streaming service to ever win an Emmy is Hulu. And they won one this past year. And I'm trying to think of the show's called. It was, I'm pretty sure it was an all.
I just think Netflix, I'm reading this now, Netflix plans to spend nearly $16 billion on their content this
the
year.
Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale
won best show. It won 5 Emmys. It's the only time in a streaming service has won an Emmy for like in one of the top categories.
Yeah,
for like outstanding drama.
I don't think Netflix is going anywhere. I think they're just gonna get bigger and bigger. I mean, I think their shows are already so established, and they have their subscribers. I mean, they have shows like Stranger Things, Narcos, House of Cards.
Well, House of Cards is in its last season, though, too.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, scandal, like, these shows have brought in so many people. And, I mean, there's so many other ones. The Ranch, Master of None, Orange is the New Black.
Arrested Development.
Yeah,
all the Marvel shows.
And now
shows.
I feel they're putting more, they're with their success in the shows, they're putting it in movies now. They got movies like the Bright with Will Smith, where they're bringing in big actors now. They have Adam Sandler into a contract for like 3+ movies.
Yeah, but any of those movies, all those movies got bad reviews. You know, a lot of people hated them and everything like that. The movie that we watched that we didn't really care for was the best reviewed Netflix movie. Best reviewed Netflix comedy. So they haven't done a great job in that because they had 12 Years a Slave. I'm pretty sure it was a Netflix movie, and that one got nominated for an Oscar. So they have had insanely good movies, but their consistency for their movies has not been there as much as their TV shows have been. And eventually, I think that they're gonna. I can't imagine Amazon and Hulu catching up with the traction that they have, especially with the deals that Hulu is coming out with. I think eventually Netflix may get passed. I mean, I could be wrong. Netflix is a giant corporation, and they are very far above Hulu and Amazon right now, despite what developments I've said in those areas. It's just, you know, looking at it, I don't think that Netflix is on the right track. I think Hulu and Amazon, all they have to go, and even whenever Disney comes out with their streaming service, if they don't just buy Hulu and just move it to Hulu, which will probably be much easier, I think those two are going to be. Those two's track that they're on, they have all they can go is up. You know, all they can go is up. All Netflix can do is go down. I think Netflix reached its peak a couple years ago, and I just don't see them.
What do you think they're doing wrong right now?
Losing the rights to, I know the rights and stuff are expensive, but losing those rights are going to hurt them. And You know, there's only so much content that you can produce. Even HBO has a bad show every now and then. And HBO is phenomenal at producing
shows. Every show is not going to be successful.
Exactly. But the problem is, you know, they're coming out with, you know, 5 shows a month is what it seems like. 5 movies a month. They can't keep this up. They can't keep producing that great content with this up. They're spending so much. They're trying to expand so much because they are worried about falling off the cliff. Because why would they be doing this if they weren't? You know what I'm saying? And you look at...
I think they're doing it because they're trying to get more subscribers. They're trying to build up their fan base. And that's saying, like, hey, we have the budgets. We can make these big blockbuster movies.
Yeah, but why would you be doing as much as they do? Why
the show, they would the
not, I can't imagine them not being worried about Hulu, about Amazon, about what happens when Disney decides to pull all their movies and create their own. I can't imagine what Netflix is. I can't imagine that Netflix is not worried for that happening. I can't imagine that's why Netflix isn't creating, you know, it seems like a show every single week. They had another show. They had the movie come out this week. They had another show come out a week before that I watched. It was literally just a Tosh.0 ripoff. It was a Tosh.0 ripoff with Joel McHale. I believe it's called the Joel McHale Show with Joel McHale. And it's just a Tosh.0 ripoff. So they're running out of ideas too.
I don't know, because I think their shows, I think they're incredible. I mean, I've mentioned some. I can mention more. I have more now. Like, they even got some Marvel shows out there, The Punisher.
But they're going to lose those. That's the thing. When Disney pulls out, they're losing those Marvel shows because Disney owns them. When Disney gets their own streaming services, those Marvel shows are gone. So are all the Marvel movies. So are all the Star Wars stuff. So are the Disney stuff. They're all going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
That is, people like to minimize that, but that is a huge, huge loss. They're losing... They're losing all the media from the largest media empire in the world.
Yeah,
there is not a company. There's not even like many companies that are even bigger than Disney, let alone a media company that's bigger than Disney, and that consistently produces quality product like Disney. As much as I don't like Disney, they are probably the most consistent producer of quality products out there in just about everything. And losing all that, and Disney creating their, not only that, Disney going to be creating their own to compete with Netflix. I mean, that's going to be a huge hit.
I mean, is this Disney thing like confirmed? Like, what's the timeline on this thing? Is it...
Well, the Disney deal with Netflix ends, I believe, after next year.
Yeah.
I believe it's next year is when it ends. I'll have to double check that. But they also own, now after buying, so when Hulu started, Hulu was owned by Disney, Fox, and NBC, Universal. All three of those companies just created Hulu to create with Netflix. So all three of them owned equal share. When Disney bought Fox, they bought, you know, Fox's rights to Netflix, to Hulu. So now Disney owns, you know, 2/3 of Hulu. So one of the rumors, and Disney has been looking to create their own streaming. They want to create their own sports streaming service for ESPN, as well as a separate service for all their movies. And they might even create separate streaming services for like Star Wars stuff, Marvel stuff, Disney stuff, like all that stuff separate. Or they might create it all in one. They're not totally. There's nothing those are all rumors. But it's generally accepted that that's going to happen. That's why Disney didn't want to renegotiate their newest Netflix deal. But now that they own 2/3 of Hulu, there's a lot of people expecting them to buy out NBC, Universal, and just, you know, putting all their stuff on Hulu.
Yeah.
Because they would just own it. And I think the deal for them...
I don't know. I don't think Netflix is going anywhere. Everything you've said, Netflix already has. I mean, Netflix also has documentaries. They have established shows. I think Netflix is so far ahead, and everyone is trying to catch up right now. So Netflix already has these subscribers, and now everyone's going to try... Because for me personally, I have a Netflix account. I don't have a Hulu account.
So they have their service plans to launch in 2019.
Until 2019?
2019 is when they say that they are going to be doing it. And
that's Disney.
Yes. And they also now own Avatar 2, the Avatar movies that they're going to be coming out with, and the one that's already out. And when they bought Fox, they own X-Men. They own FX now, all the FX networks. Mm-hmm. So shows like Sony and Philly will never have a chance of getting back on Netflix. They own National Geographic. So there goes all the nature documentaries from Netflix. All this stuff is going to be gone. They're taking a large, large portion of Netflix's content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eventually Netflix, You know, stuff like Atlanta, you know, very popular show. American Horror Story, American Crime Story. You know, big, big shows that are on FX.
So you're saying all this. So what does Netflix do about this? Do they just go down the drain?
That's why they're doing it now. They're doing it now. That's why they're coming out with five shows a week, five shows a month.
I think they're pumping out this stuff so that they can try to keep their audiences.
No, I think they're switching.
What?
I agree with you that they're trying to keep their audiences, but I think their goal is they don't want to have rights to anything that is not theirs.
They want to have their own stuff.
I think Netflix's goal is to be all Netflix by the time Disney launches theirs.
Yeah.
And it's a good idea because, you know, you look at all the stuff that Disney now owns, and I don't know how this is not a monopoly, to be honest, but you look at all the stuff that Disney now owns. You know, that's 75% of Netflix's content just gone. So the only way Netflix can stay alive is if they do, and they've done a great job, and that's why I think they'll still be around, but they're not going to be by far the biggest streaming service as
so
they will.
So you think 3 years from now, Disney will be the next
I think
Netflix,
not,
so
not
be the biggest thing?
I don't know if 3 years from now,
five?
When they're launching it, I would say five. I would say it takes Disney a couple years, and I could be wrong, but
yeah,
it's just with the way things look.
Netflix has so much stuff on it right now.
They do, but like they're losing. It's tough to see with how much they're losing. Now, if they keep producing, you know, I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They could keep producing the quality stuff at the rate that they are.
I think they are producing enough quality.
But it just seems like a rate that just can't be sustained, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It seems like they're producing so much quality stuff. I don't know how they can keep doing it at the rate that they are. You know, it seems like to me that they're running out of ideas. Like you said, the movie we watched, it's a
brand
movie
new.
We've seen basically 10 times before. The show that just came out for Netflix is an exact ripoff of Tosh.0. I'm sure if you ever get the chance to watch it,
mm-hmm.
it's somewhat funny, but it's literally just Tosh.0 with a different host. You know, and it seems like that they might be running out of ideas. Now, as far as the Marvel shows go, I don't know if they keep that or not.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling that those are owned as much with Netflix as they are by Marvel. So that could stay on Netflix. And if that is, that's huge for them.
Yeah.
But I don't think, if I had to guess, I would say Disney owns the rights to those guys. And Disney will be pulling them by the time that, you know, their deal with Netflix ends in 2019, which is when they're expected to launch it.
Do they have a name for it yet? Is Disney?
Well, they're planning on doing one for sports.
They're having their own separate ones? Or
they're
is it like to be one?
They're having a separate one for sports.
Oh, okay.
So ESPN's going to have its own.
And it's all going to be subscriptions? Like
it's all both. They're two separate ones for subscriptions.
I feel
and
like
the
that
other
could...
one is and the other one is going to be all of Disney's movie
properties.
See,
why split it up?
Because
why
I think
not do everything in one like Netflix is doing and only pay one subscription? That could be another thing that
because
people are not going
to
want.
It gives you the ability to put more content out there for more money. Because think about it. If it's one and you're having people pay $11 to get one of everything, you know, when they might not even want sports, you know, because – you know, not everybody that turns on Netflix wants to go watch an I'm going to be quite honest. I've watched one ESPN 30 for 30 documentary on Netflix. I could care less about that stuff. But there are people that will go to Netflix just to watch those documentaries. So if you have two separate now, you have the sports fans that use Netflix for it paying $11 a month to go to a separate one. And they maybe want to pay another $11 to go get the Disney-owned one to watch the superhero movies and everything like that. To me, I think it's a smart strategy. Because it allows you to put more content out there and still make enough money.
You think enough people have a subscription to both services?
Oh yeah, it's Disney and ESPN. I don't think they'll have to be worried about that. I mean, think about it: Star Wars, Marvel, Indiana Jones, Avatar, all the Disney animated movies, Pixar. What else am I missing? National Geographic, and that's just one. The other one, ESPN, it's going to have all the ESPN shows. It's going
to
have games.
So what happens
to
the
documentaries.
What happens to the ESPN on TV? Does that go away? What happens
I don't think it's going to go away. I think eventually, but I think my prediction for TV.
What happens there then?
I think in 20, maybe 30 years, I think TV might be gone and it might be all streaming.
Mm.
But in ESPN's new strategy, because if you looked at the cuts that they've made, The guys that they keep are the guys that can do everything.
On ESPN, you're saying?
The guys that are on, yeah, on ESPN. Yeah. The guys that can do on air, as well as write, as well as do a podcast, those are the guys that they keep. So they are switching to a more web-based system. That being said, I don't think the TV aspect of really all any of those big channels are going to die for a while. As far as ESPN goes, I think they're going to start outsourcing their shows more, or insourcing more shows like they did with Intentional Talk from MLB Network. They brought that to ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still main channel is MLB Network and it's on ESPN, which ESPN doesn't do often. I think that's something we're going to see more from ESPN. I don't think they're going to be producing as many shows as they do now because, you know, similar to how the romantic comedies do, a lot of their shows seem to be the exact same. But if I had to guess, I mean, I feel like I don't think that's going to hurt ESPN. In fact, I think if anything, that will get people to watch more ESPN. Because they'll be able to stream it and then be like, okay, I don't want to miss this show the next time it's on, and then go turn it on.
Yeah. I don't know, my big thing is just I don't know if everyone would want to pay for two separate subscriptions. But, I mean, I guess we'll see
if everyone doesn't, then everyone doesn't. I mean, yeah. You're still going to have people that want to watch sports stuff streaming pay for that and not pay for the other. You'll have people pay for the movie ones and not pay for the sports one.
Yeah.
And then you'll have people pay for both, you know?
I would want both.
Yeah, I'd pay for both. I personally would. But another thing is, too, you know, how many subscriptions to streaming services do you have?
I have two.
I have two as well, in Netflix and Hulu.
I have Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Yeah, so you set yourself, even though you know what's on Hulu, you are perfectly satisfied and you think you're comfortable with two streaming services. You think that's a reasonable price you're paying for everything like that. Why wouldn't you, would if you think, if Disney comes out with two streaming services, are you going to be paying for four, or would you still want to be paying for just two? It also helps.
I would have to see what Netflix got rid of, you know, they got taken away.
But you see my point, though? It helps eliminate competition.
I know, yeah. Because
most people are comfortable with two streaming services. Disney comes out with two of their own. Nobody's going to be, if somebody subscribed to both of those, they're not going to subscribe to Netflix. They're not going to subscribe to Hulu. They're not going to subscribe to actually, depending on what Disney does with Hulu now that they own it, maybe they will, but they're not going to subscribe to Amazon, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I have Amazon Prime as well because of the shopping thing. That's a good perk that Amazon has right now where, you know, you get free shipping, two-day shipping. So, I mean, to answer your question, would I keep these? Would I want four subscriptions? I would have to see what they take away.
Well, Brandon, we only have about a minute left here in our show, a minute 30 to be exact. I mean, that topic took a lot longer than we expected.
No, that was good though. I thought
it was a fun topic.
What are we watching for next week? I was thinking another Netflix original, The Cloverfield, Paradox
Cloverfield?
That just came out. Have you seen the other ones?
I haven't seen the other ones, but I heard they're good. But what? I don't know. We'll see. We want to do another Netflix original movie? What was the movie that our editor-in-chief, our lovely editor-in-chief? The Prestige? Maybe we'll do that one.
You want to do The Prestige?
We'll do The Prestige. Why not? It's on Netflix.
All right.
Came out in 2006. So,
next time.
You got it, ladies and gentlemen. Next time.
Tune in.
We're going to do our movie of the week this week is going to be The Prestige. If you want to watch it with us. Like, I know you will, so that you can come off more educated in our discussion. Then, by all means, The Prestige. It's reportedly on Netflix. And as our lovely
we'll
digital
to our
content man.
To our subscription service again.
As our digital content manager would say, it's a phenomenal movie. But directed by Christopher Nolan. A lot of big name guys in it. So we'll check that one out. But this time next week, be sure to check us out. This has been The Real, Robert Morris's Radio, your campus, your voice, their only flagship arts and entertainment podcast. Thanks again. I'm Logan Carney here with Brandon Elman, and we will see you next week.
Have a good day.